The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
This is the morning teaching. Hallelujah. Go to our morning teaching manual this morning. Our Father will receive mercy, receive grace. For the morning teaching this day, we ask that we will truly be taught of you. As you have said to us in this season, we should learn of you. Jesus, as we look more into your thoughts today, we will see you more. And as we see you, we'll become more like you. In the name of Jesus. Confirm our faith more this morning. Establish our faith more this morning. In Jesus' name. We say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As our culture is, can we quickly look at what we discussed last week? This is morning teaching, no? I'm not preaching. So you are going to be talking. So who can remind us what we discussed? Maybe just a thought or two. You can check your jotter. A thought or two into last week. Sister, I like your smile. You are giving me good vibes. Do you want to help us? Thank you. Please, can we bring the mic? Hallelujah. It's morning teaching now, Abby. So I'm not going to be doing all of the talking. And I like the fact that many people are wearing glasses this morning. I'm going to be calling them. You are allowed. Don't worry. Even if you want to read it out, read it. Come here because of camera.
Okay, this topic was the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Ma. Okay, that. Thank you. She wants to tell us the topic. Amazing. Please appreciate her. All right. What did we say about the forerunner? Maybe a brother this time around. Any word? You cannot be afraid now. You cannot be shy. Anybody? Thank you very much. Come and help us this morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, pastors. Good morning, everyone. You know, a forerunner, when you say a forerunner, one thing that comes to mind is someone that's just like you see someone like John the Baptist.
Yes.
Yeah, John the Baptist is a forerunner of someone that is Jesus Christ. So Hallelujah. That is a forerunner. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Me, I like these brethren. They Well, you are in line. You are not out of place. Thank you very much. Let's appreciate him. Okay, truly we are looking at the forerunner of Jesus, and we are looking at the fact that John the Baptist is so much of an amazing being. The way God raised John the Baptist, it's not like the way God raised other prophets. Even if he came in the name of, said he came in the name of Elijah, right? But we saw that the way God raised him is so different. And the prophecy about his birth is that he's a prophet of the highest, Abi. To be the prophet of the highest, one thing that stood out for me, and you did not perform any miracle, mean that miracle is not the highest thing on the earth. Right? We should be changing our mind. He's the prophet of God, he's the prophet of the highest, and we go before his face. And another thing, Pastor, who took the teaching last week? Thank you very much. Pastor Shegun was laboring and was showing us the fact that the utmost interest of God for sending John the Baptist is that his own son will be known. You know, God wanted to send his son. Do you know that God would have sent his son without John the Baptist? But because God wants men to see his son, he decided to send a witness. Let's go to Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. Verse 3. says, "For he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of what? Repentance for the remission of sins." Though they said talking about the prophecy that went before him, but the summary of his ministry is that he will come to preach a gospel that will remit the sins of men. Let's see verse 16 and 17 of the same scripture. You know, there's something about how to know people. In literature, we say how you know a character is what people say about the person, right? Then you also know a character by what he says by himself. So let's see verse 16 and 17 of the same scripture. Are you with me? "John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water. But one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and will gather the wheat into his garner, and the chaff he will he burn with unquenchable fire. And many other things in his exhortation preached he to the people." So we are looking at the content of John's preaching. It's obvious that John was sent by God. Even in those times, it's impossible to say God did not send John. In fact, for Herod to kill him, we are still going to get there in our Bible reading. We'll soon get there. That should be in Matthew chapter 14. For Herod to kill him, he had to wait. He could not just take him and kill him, even if he was speaking against him. He had to wait for an opportunity that would be best to kill him, and in a way that it would not grieve the people, because it was recorded that he could not just kill him because the people believe he was what? He was a prophet. So for that prophet, he acknowledged that he came to baptize for remission of sin. But in his teaching, also pointed the people to somebody greater. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's go to our morning teaching this morning. Let's start. And our topic, we are still looking at the forerunner of Jesus. Just a continuation of what we discussed last week. We are looking closely at undeniable proofs of Jesus' existence through John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Now, we have looked at the background last week of John the Baptist to say that this man's words are true. They are true. Amen. So God confirmed and approved that John was not like any other person that we even come after him. He's not the same. He was not raised like the former prophet. And even after him, nobody was raised the same way John the Baptist was raised. You know, I remember the contribution last week, and for me, that stood out, where one of our brothers came to tell us that John the Baptist was born to aged parents. Right? If we want to take in natural age now, let's take for instance, anybody we call aged is maybe above 60, or maybe between 60 and 70. So imagine when John the Baptist will begin ministry. If he began ministry by 15 years old, add 15 years to, of course, it's not 15. He must have been older than that. Let's even say maybe it's 20. If we add 20 years to his parents' age, truly they would have been maybe very old, or they have even passed on. Because for him to be raised in the wilderness means that it's not easy if his parents are still alive and agile. You know that? So God took everything in record for how John the Baptist was to be raised. Amen. So when we see what he began to say, God approved his ministry with many infallible proofs. So much so that the Jews themselves could not ignore the fact that John the Baptist was sent of God. And we agree that today. Before we go on, as I was going through the manual, I was saying, why this teaching on looking at, I hope you know that the topic we are looking at, the umbrella topic is the man Jesus, Abi. We are looking at Jesus, how Jesus is true. Daddy normally says something that the reason he is a Christian is not because his parents are Christians. Or the reason he's seeking and looking for God is not because somebody said do it. It's because he wants to find out God for himself. So also in our day, please don't be a Christian or don't be diligent and devoted to God because of people. Don't use to do socialization. Find out God for yourself. Find out God for yourself. Why is Jesus true and others a lie? Is it because of the Bible alone? If you are just standing on scriptures alone and you have not found him out in the scriptures, there's that song say, Jesus loves me, this I know. Father, what if somebody tells you that what the Bible said is a lie because somebody wrote the Bible? If all that you know of God is what was scripted and you have not found the truth behind the scriptures, somebody can tell you that. Let's do revised version. Abi, like a student of mine many years ago said, somebody wrote the Bible now. Somebody wrote it. Then I correct. I said, not somebody. It's not authored by one person. Who authored Bible? No. Many. Do you know how many years this, if you count the years from the beginning of the book to the end, is thousands of years, Abi. And for the same thoughts to go through thousands of years of people that never met themselves, then it's a spirit that wrote it. It's the spirit of God that inspired men to write. You need to know Jesus beyond what you read to how those things come to play, because we are in a generation where people are questioning everything. Abi? People are questioning everything. And I've told you last week, some of you will travel out. You will go and meet people who have been using their head to think Satan from the beginning of their life. You that you have been thinking God from the beginning of your life, you must know him more than the palm of your hand. Do you get it? You must know why is Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's see this verse 17 of 16 and 17 again. John said about Jesus, I am not worthy to unloose his shoes. You see me as a prophet? Yes, you are right. You see me as God sent? You are right. But there is another that is greater than me. And this person will baptize you with what? Holy Ghost and whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor. You see, a prophet is talking. All these things are symbolic. Hallelujah. I hope you know prophets don't talk in plain language. They talk mysteries. You need a teaching priest to interpret what the prophet has said. Hallelujah. So God sent John to prepare the way for his son, so that it will be distinct that in history there's no prophet that God has sent and he sent somebody before him. Is there anybody who for around another person before? Nobody. Only Jesus had that witness. Let's say amen. It's in Acts that said, and God anointed the Son. Thank you. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We know that Jesus is not the only prophet of God who did miracles. But the miracle that Jesus did is not like any other. So we are going to be looking at those records this morning. Hallelujah. Let's see Matthew chapter 4. Let's see verse 23. Say, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. Do you know that I feel that somewhere there, the reason why God did not give John the Baptist the power or the heart to do any miracle is because they wanted to separate these two beings who somewhere there, they look alike. Abi? They look alike. In fact, they are cousins. They are from the same family. Do you know that somewhere there, if we are not careful, or in those days, it was that be easier to believe more in John the Baptist than in Jesus? Because John the Baptist fits more prophet's life than Jesus, who came like a normal man. They invited him for party. He went for party. And he did not sit in one place in the patio. For them to be asking him for wine, he must have drank from the wine too. It's not like John the Baptist. What did John the Baptist eat? Locusts and wild honey. Imagine. In fact, there was a point they said Jesus was gluttonous. Kosi koti unje. He chop everything, waki and die. Chop with Pharisees. Chop with even tax collectors. Imagine. You know the way tax collectors will feast? Because they had money to throw around. Just we sit in their midst and say, he's a man gluttonous. See his front, only him. He doesn't look like a prophet. John looked more, in fact, the clothes of John the Baptist looked like a prophet. Jesus must have been a fine man. For the people that crucified him to take his robe as a prize, they even cast lots. Say, who will take the clothes? That clothes must have had a lot of steals. Say, no, don't let us tear it. Does not even the way they even sew the clothes, say it was seamless. Does not have seam. Hallelujah. So John the Baptist looked more like a prophet. But this same John the Baptist, I am not the one, no. There is another. And for John the Baptist, he came preaching preparatory gospel for the kingdom. But for Jesus, he came preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Then added to this, he healed all manner. I like the word all. All manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. I think it's our Baba Egin that said at the time that there is a way God raised ministers for specific sicknesses and diseases. Abi, for him, he said, since God healed him from, is it cancer? Abi, heart diseases and maybe tumor or something. No, it's not tumor. Leukemia is a kind of cancer. It's related, cancer related. He said for him, there is no kind of cancer that we pass him and the hand of God will not touch it. I've heard of another minister who got healed from a tumor. And if it's Pastor James, now he would know the name of the minister and the time that the minister lived. God will give me good brain. But he said about that minister that cancer, any tumor. In fact, there was one that he punched. Hey, thank you, Smith. We goose word. That even punched. Imagine somebody is carrying cancer that look like pregnancy, and the spirit of God says you punch the cancer. Say you will do that kind of thing. You see the magnitude of faith. He punched it and his cancer disappeared. Imagine. But for Jesus, he healed all manner. You know it is in Bible. We see that sickness is different from disease. You know that they have told us before that there are some sickness that spirits sit on. And if you don't call them their real name, they will not answer you. So Jesus knew that this one is sickness. No, this one is disease. In fact, the other place they will say afflicted. That one is affliction. Some is possession. Some is oppression. There is one that I used to like. Is the madman at Gadara. That madman that is inhabited by legion. If one spirit possesses one person, you know how terrible the person's life will be. For Mary Magdalene, her own was how many? And her life did not have meaning. Imagine one person carrying legion. Jesus had to go and have mercy on that man. Satan is wicked. Satan is wicked. So out of compassion, God used Jesus to heal all manner. Say manner. So sickness have manner. All kinds. And that's why I believe that Jesus is still healing till today. That thing that tells us that it is in the olden days. Jesus is not old. In our day, we need this knowledge more because more kind of sickness and disease is rising, Abi. Is it AI that is bringing them up? We don't know. There is nothing that now that is not compromised. Even air that we breathe in, catarrh and cough is not like before. Is it like before? There are some sickness and diseases that when you hear that sickness and disease, you just know the age of the person is like 70 or 80. Abi? It's no longer obeying age. So we need to know Jesus. Say, I need to know Jesus. You need to know Jesus for yourself. You need to know Jesus for your children. Vaccine is no longer a shorty. It's no longer a shorty. Hallelujah. God attested that this man is different. And great multitude follow him when they saw miracles. It was also recorded in the book of John, that matter of wedding at Cana of Galilee, where the mother of Jesus, you know, the way the mother of Jesus talked in that place made me to know that this woman knows more than what normal people knows. To come and tell him that, oh, their wine has finished. That means do something about it. For Jesus, he was not ready. Because we saw that he said there that my time has not what? For him, he's still under his father. He's still under incubation. Are you seeing this man? Even if he had power, he never by himself did what he wanted to do. Not by himself. Some of us, if you pray for two sick people, only two, malaria and stomach pain, and they were healed immediately, ear will not hear word again. You know, when I prayed for that person, when I prayed, the anointing of God just came upon me. We will not hear word again. For his mother, you know, somebody was ministering one time and said, for his mother to have that shorty and told the servant, anything he tells you to do, do it. She too must have been receiving instruction for miracles. Maybe the assault finished. Say, mommy, just add more water. Add more water. Or take sand, just put salt. You are saying, does it make sense to carry water and water became wine? Does it make sense? It doesn't. So for her to tell the servant, anything he tells you to do, whatsoever he said unto you in his presence, as if he was no longer there. Do it. It's like she said him. Just felt well. He must have felt his father confirming what his mother said. Because if his father did not say he should do it, I hope you know that he will not do it. Hallelujah. Let's say amen. It was the beginning of miracles and Jesus' glory was displayed. He was glorified and his disciples who had believed him before. You know, they have believed him before. Hello? His disciples followed him to that wedding, right? They must have believed him before. The scripture recorded that they believed more on him again. Because they have seen or heard such happenings in the history of their fathers. Yet, all of these were not for him. But all of these miracles were to help us to believe in him. Hallelujah. He did not need those things. He did not need those things. Jesus did not need those miracles or those things to help his ministry. They only gave it to him because of us, so that we can believe in his ministry. Do we understand? Jesus' ministry was complete without those miracles, without those signs, because the ministry of John the Baptist was complete without signs and miracles. If Jesus was greater than him, it means that he too who did not really need those things. Those miracles were not for him, but were for us. Hallelujah. God decided to use Jesus to intervene in the affairs of men. And multitudes, we said that multitudes responded to him and gathered around him. And God used the Lord Jesus to touch their lives. Hallelujah. At this point, let me receive contributions or questions, additions from us. Yes, Bro Johnson, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Pastor mentioned something earlier when she was talking about knowing Jesus for yourself. You know, I want to just paint a picture. There are certain kind of people you will meet, and their argument is, who told you that the Bible you are reading was true? Because the truth is, we all came and saw it written, right? So that's why, if you remember, Daddy was teaching us that there are a set of persons that their duty is for the defense of the gospel. So, for example, an average believer, you don't study the Bible with the mind that you want to defend it. You don't. There are certain people that the way they study the Bible, they study it as history. They have archive of documentation. So they are telling you that this Genesis, this is where it happened. So you can go there and trace it that this thing happened. Now, all of those things give you authenticity of, okay, this thing that was written, you know, it actually happened. Because if you do not know that what was written happened, you don't have the logical reasoning to stand by it. So that is why, in understanding the scriptures, you don't just rely on, I study and the Holy Ghost inspired me. That's one, just one side of it. The other side is that that inspiration you had by the Holy Ghost must be justified by what was documented. So that when you bring the both things together, you can say, with the inspiration I had, and what has been laid down, this thing is true. So that's why you see, the issue we had in the Pentecostal cycle is that somebody can stand up tomorrow and say, I perceive that this thing, and start doing something. I'm wondering, this thing, we can't trace it to what has happened even in the early church. So that's why we have a lot of things happening in the body of Christ, and you're wondering, where is this thing coming from? Because we raise a people that they will say that the Holy Ghost told them what was written in the Bible. But when we go and check the documentation, we can't trace it back to the early church. So a revelation that cannot be traced back to history does not add fruit. So your understanding of Jesus that we can't trace back, you know, get fruit. So when you are saying, I know Jesus, it's not just because you know him in terms of just what Daddy teaches. It's good. But you must get to a point where what Daddy teaches, you can hold it. And when you are talking to someone, you are wrestling with him, he will say, no, this guy knows something. So your feet is not just on a head. Your feet is that I have heard, but now I understand what I've heard, and practically I have seen what I heard. Now, seeing is not like you are there, but you know in your heart. There's how you understand. You know, I was saying something one day that there are certain things I know about what I know that you can't take it from me. I know that this one, no, I know him. Because by experience, it has happened to me. So that you can be saying a lot of things, I might not know it, but that one that I know that come rain, come shine, I know that one. Let me give you an example. There was a time we were in school, and one of my pastor friends, he was hungry. He was hungry, and he said, I know this guy is very broke. I know him. So he just woke up that morning, and he was praying. And he had an inspiration to just pour water in the fire. Like, pour water or fire, no worry. I tell you, I know this guy. It's not like, it's something that I saw with my eyes. He was pour water or fire. The next thing, he had a knock in his door. Somebody was dragging bag of rice. We saw something in school, sir. Those things, because of that, you have enough faith to go into things that feels that, no. You see, there's one thing I know. Even if I don't believe, even if there's something I used to tell myself that is very intelligent. And I will tell myself that if this man will leave this intelligence and this is what is following, then there must be something that is not clear that is seen. Because I know that this man might leave this, because someone like me, I engage with a lot of things. So I know that if this man can be pursuing this thing, then there is something that is seen that we are not seeing. For him to give his life
for this thing. Because personally, I just feel, this is your intelligence. You can turn it to things that could bring a lot of, you know. So this one, you are focused on this. Then there is something you are seeing. Do you know that? Mommy talked about some certain type of miracle that must happen. Do you know that there are certain type of miracle that will happen in your life for you to say that, actually, Jesus did. If you don't have that, I can bet you that one of these days you will doubt that there is Jesus. Imagine that doctor told you that you can't give birth to a child. You have gone there, you have done everything, and now you have 3 children. And you didn't do anything that looks like if you did something for you to increase. You just found out that you are able to give birth to a child, and that is, you didn't even know if that is still remain. Imagine you with someone that do not pass through that process, who have more confidence in the word of God. It's you. So even in as much as mommy have said, and she's still saying, which is the balance, that Jesus did not do all of those miracles because of himself. It's actually because of us. So that in our standing of faith, you can hold something and say, actually, this thing,
it's true.
It's true. Because we all know that in as much as we live by faith, there is a level of things we want to see first. Okay. So what will you judge that what you believe is actually accurate? As I've said, it's by history, what has been done, that you can follow on, and light that has been shared.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. The labor in this season is read. Read books. Read. It took daddy sometimes to tell us that. How many of us have listened to, or you heard, or you were here when daddy taught Edenic life? For you to take that teaching, it's not only Bible you have read. Science also confirms. God does not negate science. God is higher than science. To know that there are some creatures that are older than Bible, which means that Bible beginning is not the first beginning. There are some things that we must enlarge our mind to know. The labor in this season is know Jesus beyond what you have been told. Find him out for yourself. Hallelujah. So let's see Luke chapter 5. We are taking reading from verse 1 to 6. I'll read a verse and you will read the next verse. Are we together? And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret. Verse 2, everybody. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Verse 6. You see, why did Jesus do something like this? What's the essence of him doing something like this? He had finished teaching. My question is, he saw 2 ships. One was Simon's. Why did he not enter the other one? To tell you that there is nothing that Jesus did that was for naught. What if Simon said, I beg, I don't have your time? You think trusts the sheep into the water a little? You think it's something easy? No, sometimes when we read Bible, they need to act it for some of us to see. What does it take to push the sheep into sea a little? It's not easy. It must have taken us, Simon's crew, to do that. And he preached. You know, in his preaching, the word will enter their ear. How is it that Simon said to him, though we have taught all night, see, he called him master. From where did he become master? What happened? From stranger to what? Are you seeing that somebody has believed? Though you have believed Jesus, you need encounter with him. I said you need encounter with him. Your faith must be confirmed more every day. These men have never seen that kind of thing in their lives. Imagine that they fished. Fishes come out more at night. They didn't catch anything. This looks like early in the morning, right? Which means sun is just coming out. At that time, no fish should be seen. No, we are watching this scene in one of the children's cartoons. And my husband was talking to my son and said, see, all the fishes in the seas, as if they were running to be caught in that net. Fishes from everywhere. What was that force that drew them? That, do you know that fish were in the sea before? It's not Jesus that just manufactured fish. It's not AI fish. That is because Jesus is the king of the earth at that point. He used the force of the earth to call out fish from the depth. And they said the net, for net to break, you will know the amount of that fish. So for every one of those that met Jesus, we are going to pray this morning, because somewhere there the Lord needs to help our faith. Because many of us believe that all these things that happened in the days of Jesus. I say something, if you can't believe him for visible, you can't believe him for invisible. Do you know that where God is taking us to is that we believe in someone who we have not seen. And that faith, that belief, will make us entirely another being. But our faith must be established, both in the scriptures and also in encounters. Hallelujah! What Brother Johnson was trying to say. See, brethren, many of us who were born in church are caught in this web. You don't really believe God. You are believing him because there's nothing else to believe in. Yes. The day you see something more definite, you will change your mind. Because today, if you wake up and you not go to church, your conscience will judge you, not because you know God, but you've been raised like that. Something will tell you you are not doing well. Yet, that is not really God. You have not met him. Ephesians say, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, there are two different things. Some of us are here because you are Dorcas. Your name is Mary. You are John. Peter. In fact, Timothy. Solomon. Joshua. That's why you are here. So if you tell your parents that God is no longer true, your mother will say it's better that she die. Abby? Your mother will prefer to die, Abby? Finally, her enemy has gotten her. Finally. In fact, she preferred that you die without any money than to say that word out of your mouth. Do you know that? Even if she wants you to have money, most of our mothers are like that. True of us. Do you know that? That's why it's keeping some of us. Imagine that your parents have passed 20 years, 30 years away. You are now 50, you are 60. In the days where AI is doing terrible things in unrighteousness. Where AI heals, where people don't fall sick because AI is keeping their bodies alive. Yes, we are still going to get to that age. AI will tell you this food you want to eat. If you eat it, this is what's going to happen to you. Or you have eaten this food, eat this one so that you counter the effect of this one. They will still get there. If AI can tell you that your battery will soon die, charge. Phone, Abby. It will soon tell you if you should treat malaria now. If you don't treat malaria, you will fall sick in 2 weeks' time. The one you are using faith for now. You see why people travel abroad and they no longer need God? You say, one, serious in it. Serious. It is Niger problem that is making you think you know God. Remove Niger problem. Will you still like Jesus? Will you still read your Bible every day? There's light. When you need light, there's water. There's free Wi-Fi. Count it again. There's good road. There's no insecurity problem. Oh, yeah, I'm a saw. You have money to buy enough food. Food you want to eat. You can buy a car. You can move. Yes. The system is working. Everything is okay. No bandits. No kidnapper. Nothing, nothing. What will now be your coming? What will be the reason for your coming? You are pregnant. Doctors have said, there is something wrong with this baby. But if we take this drug, we'll correct it. Do you need God again? They say, just sit on bed. We'll give you injection. You don't need to push. Be sleeping. We'll tell you when you need to push. You born six like that. Will you need God? You can determine the sex of the child you want. Do you want two? Do you want three? It's already happening. In your world, yeah. That's what many of people are going for. So what is Jesus for? Why is it true? These testimonies were recorded to help us to still keep our faith in the Savior Jesus so that we can come to the knowledge of salvation. What's the essence of salvation in our day? It was a whole world of experience for the disciples, for the young Jewish sons who came across a man that they have never seen his type before. Even in the history of the prophets, nobody has lived like Jesus before. Who lived normal yet is God. Yet, who will do miracle and say, tell nobody. Can you imagine? Several times we say, don't tell anybody. People will look for him to a point that people believe that this person should be king. And they wanted to enthrone him. They were going to do the work. They were not asking him for him to evade them and go away. And then go to a cause that will make him to go and die naked on the cross. That person is seeing something more than natural. The prayer this morning is, Lord, I want to see more. When all is said and done, let my love be for Jesus. I desire that you pray for yourself this morning. Because this same gospel, you hand it over to your children. You will hand it over to your grandchildren in an AI-ridden generation. Jesus, be true.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.